You're listening to The Weekly Experiment on WBOI, a show that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is combustion? Back in segment number 27, we did talk about combustion. You can find that earlier recording if you go to the Northeast Indiana Public Radio website, nipr.fm, and look in the program section. Let's go into combustion in a little more detail. Combustion is when a fuel and oxygen react together at a high enough temperature or with a spark. If you remove one of those three, the fuel, the oxygen, or the heat source, combustion stops. Since the process usually needs oxygen, it's called an oxidation reaction. The process is a chemical reaction which releases energy. This type of reaction, when energy is released, is called an exothermic reaction. Exo meaning outer, and thermic meaning temperature or heat. So exothermic is an external release of energy. The energy that's released is in the form of heat and light. There are a number of different types of combustion. Fire is just one type of combustion. It's a very fast form of combustion. The process occurs quickly with a rapid release of energy. The part of fire that glows, the part you see, is the flame. Do you remember how I said that the release of energy can be in the form of heat and light? Well, that visible flame is light energy. What's interesting is that the visible flame is gas that's burning. The gas or flame rises because heat rises. If you light a candle, the heat might flicker a little from side to side as air currents hit it, but the flame will rise as the heat rises up. In fact, as the flame rises, it draws in more oxygen, allowing the process to continue until all the fuel is used. Without oxygen, the combustion or fire stops and the flame goes out. Here's an experiment you can try at home to see that. Get a small glass cup or jar. We'll use glass so you don't melt a plastic cup. Be careful, make sure you don't drop or break the glass. Next, pour an inch or two of vinegar into the bottom. Then put a spoon of baking soda into the jar. It'll bubble and fizz as the ingredients mix, and it'll make CO2 gas, carbon dioxide gas. After it stops bubbling, the upper part of the jar is filled with clear, colorless carbon dioxide gas, and that carbon dioxide gas has displaced the atmospheric air with oxygen that has been in the jar. Then, light a match or candle. Carefully, without burning your fingers, lower the match into the jar. As soon as the flame reaches that layer of invisible carbon dioxide, the flame is extinguished. For comparison, get another glass cup or jar, but don't put the vinegar and baking soda into it. This time, when you lower your flame in the jar, it stays lit because it still has oxygen inside of it. Well, we've just learned a little bit about combustion. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on NIPR for The Weekly Experiment.